Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney and welcome to episode 11 in my ABCs of Now series. This is a series that is absolutely a Now series. It is designed with you in mind, and specifically it's designed for the epic changes that the world is going through right as I speak. There are going to be things, if you haven't been aware of it already, that you will see, that you will hear about, reports that we're going to will be coming out, all of which will cause you to, at some point or another, shudder, stutter, and feel as if you lost your bearing. I want you to know this series is not designed at all to keep you in that place of negativity or of concern, but rather to help you find your true north, your place of inward peace where you can be at rest. And also in this series where we are taking on literally 26 episodes where we go through the ABCs, rather than going from A to Z, we are going from Z and back to A, where in every episode I take up a letter of the alphabet starting with Z, ending with A, and a specific word for you to consider, to chew upon, to ruminate over, to think about, and literally leave in your back pocket, because you'll be pulling each one of these episodes out time and time again to listen to them anew and to get new awareness, new reminders, new little bursts of energy and inspiration and empowerment and peace from, and an inner knowing that all is truly well with your soul. If you haven't already started with this series, I encourage you strongly, go and find it. Some of the easiest places would be like iTunes or Stitcher Radio, where you can find Maura Sweeney, Living Happy Inside Out, and you will see episode 1 and thereon with the ABCs of Now. So far, just to let you know, we have gone through the letter Z and the word Zoom. Episode 2, Y, and the word yes with an exclamation at the end. Episode 3, X and extraordinary. Episode 4, W and wonder, as in wonderful. Episode 5, V, as in virtues. Episode 6, uncover. Episode 7, T, and the word timber. Episode 8, S, and the word surprise. Episode 9, R, and the word reckon. Episode 10, Q, and the word question. And today, episode 11, we're picking up with the letter P, and the word I have chosen is the word positivity. Positivity. Now, you might have heard me say before that there is a new world ahead of us. We are literally shifting, undoing, and unwinding a lot of our old learning that has been predicated upon foundations that are really not always sound and good for mankind, for humankind, and for our souls, and for our futures. So we are going backwards. We are undoing. We are untying, unbuttoning, uncovering many of the things that we have lived with. And that process can be a little bit kind of crazy, but I want you to know that when we get to the end, we're going to think, wow, that was some ride we were on. And what I said at the very beginning is that there is a new world ahead of us, a new world with a new foundation, which, if I could say, is probably the original foundation. And at that point, we will be able to face it with a completely different and renewed mind and consciousness. The world is waiting for us, and we as individuals need to be ready for that new world so we can stand taller, shine brighter, and literally help to positively shape, individually and collectively, the things to come. So you can see one of the reasons why today's word is P and positivity. Let me give you, as I always do, the definition of these words. Positivity is the quality of having a positive attitude. A positive attitude. So let's look at the word positive and the definition for positive. And as I speak all these, I want you not only just to hear them with your ears, but I want you to feel or step into the words. What do these words feel like to you? How do they make you feel? What comes to mind as you hear them? Ready? Positive is to be full of hope and confidence, or giving cause for hope and confidence. Secondly, it's to be certain and without any doubt. Thirdly, it's to be above or more than zero. If you want to think of a scale that has zero as the main line, you want to be above zero, not below it. Now, some synonyms for this word positive include certain, sure, for sure, you can bet your life, know or say for certain, to be sure of, beyond a shadow of a doubt, bound, confident, convinced, definite, and certain. I want to give you a few more words that go along as synonyms to the word positive. Ready? Affirmative, concrete, firm, assured, clear, conclusive, confident, decisive, absolute, cocksure, convinced, explicit, forceful and forcible, genuine, inarguable, incontestable, incontrovertible, indisputable, indubitable, irrefutable, undeniable, and unequivocal. Think about the word positivity and all the facets, all the additional words that fit right into that presence of positivity. I almost want to describe it as another way. Positivity is a force of energy. Furthermore, that positivity emanates and comes from you. I'll say it again. Positivity emanates and comes from you, and therefore can be sent out from you. Now, I would ask you today, or maybe another day when you hear a report you don't like, or something that causes you, let's say, to shudder a little bit, or to stumble, or emotionally to go up or down. When you think about all the words I just gave you for positive and positivity, that's what this episode is calling you not only to find within yourself, but also to raise up within yourself, to stand tall in, and to beam out, not only from your own life, but also to those around you. Imagine if everywhere you are, you're like a pillar of assuredness, full of hope and confidence, and giving cause for hope and confidence to others. I'm going to tell you that just as I said in this series, we are going through a period of undoing so that the changes that are happening can bring us all back to our original foundations. So there's going to be things that cause us to feel the shift. But the idea, the ideal, the goal in all of it is each time you feel you're a little shaky, is that you go within and you find those places, those spaces, those definitive elemental points that you can be sure of, that you can be certain of. And sometimes those things only happen when you're willing to look at, listen to, and consider everything and expect from it. You will gain wisdom, you'll gain certainty, you'll gain assuredness, and you'll gain hope and good expectation for things to come. I want to give you the opposite, or the antonyms for positivity, and I want you to Consider these as well, because whenever you feel these antonyms, these opposites in your life, I want you to remind yourself that you are training yourself and learning by practice how to be and how to become what already exists within you, and that is the individual, the entity who is full of hope and confidence. Here are the negative or antithesis meanings for positivity or positive: antagonism, adversary, depreciation, disapproval, dubiousness, which really is a form of lack of trust or lack of belief in something, hostility, denial, nay being the opposite of yay, disavowal, refusal, refutation, and again, doubtfulness. So the question for you, and I say not only a question, but I'm going to say it more as a declarative, is for you to go in this process and set your mind, set your intentions, set your heart, and set your soul on getting to this place and this space where you will be positive, where you will be definite and certain, the living embodiment of all that that means. Now, as I mentioned to you before, you're going to want to save these episodes. You're going to want to listen to them again and again, because there are going to be certain things that will happen. You'll think, oh my gosh, I need to go back there and listen to it. Or, oh my gosh, I need to share this one with a friend because of what they're telling me. You are going, and I say you, I'm going to include myself in it, because this is happening to every single one of us. You're going to feel certain days, certain moments, certain time periods where everything you thought was real, everything you used to bank on, many things, many people, many ideas, concepts, ideals even, and at times you're going to feel like your head's ready to blow off. You're going to think, oh my gosh, I don't understand this. I don't believe what's going on. What I want you to do is this. Understand that we have all been under certain paradigms of thought. And these paradigms at some level, layer upon layer, day after day, year after year, sometimes generation after generation, have become so embedded within our lives. And I almost want to say, like, they have been in a place where they interact with our soul, but they've been an overlay. They have not been the actual soul that we are. They're going to be shaken on every level. And in every case, I want you to remember, you're here and you are destined to be able to undo, unwind, unravel, and go back to your original soul, your original source, and your original knowing of peace. Because this world that's coming ahead needs you to practice. So allow even what's going to happen as an opportunity for you to practice getting in the habit of becoming the energy for positivity, not only for your good, but for the good of humanity. You're going to be beaming it out to the degree that it lives within you. And do not despise or worry or feel in any other way badly about the practice. I want you to know you might have had to practice learning your letters, practice learning your math, practice learning how to read, practice for a profession that you're now in. You may have had to practice many things. What we don't often learn in our early lives is how to practice being positive, how to practice thinking and having our mind and our intention set upon things that are good, things that are positive, things that are definitely above the zero point and not beneath them. The world is going, ultimately, to a far better place than you or I have ever imagined. But when it gets there, it's waiting for you, so that the better world will be meeting up with the better, brighter, happier, and more joyful you. Hold on to this podcast, plan on saving it, listening to it again, and don't forget to share it with your friends. Remember to be positive, and remember, even when you can't feel it, know that you are practicing and you will surely see positivity become who you are and then radiate outside of you in the future reports you're going to be seeing, hearing, and learning about. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for you. Bye-bye.